SOP 241. Today we're talking about why did you start podcasting?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're not new to the show, you're going, boy, this show sounds a whole lot different because I'm podcasting live from Studio Corolla in my car with my Zoom H4, trying to podcast while out on the road for the holidays. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. I would love to hear your comments today. 888-563-3228. Well, we've talked about this in the past. If you want to email me, I forgot that one. Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can hear me moving around with my winter coat on because I'm in Ohio where it is. Let me turn on the 24 degrees, it says it is outside here. So it's kind of a sightseeing tour today. But, you know, podcasting can help you build a relationship with your audience. We've talked about that. Musicians have found this over the years, you know, especially if you, in terms of building that audience by letting people know a little bit about yourself, that can really help build that relationship. And if you don't believe me, watch any episode of VH1 Storytellers on TV and see if you don't enjoy the music more when you hear the story that inspired the music. So with this in mind, this is one of the reasons why I've talked about in the past how your first podcast always stinks because you're just starting out and you're going to get better at it in the same way that you get better at playing basketball. At anything that you do, you always get better the more you do it. And here's something you can do for your first episode. I recommend starting off your podcast. And why am I getting popping peas? I'm getting popping peas because I don't have my filter on my Zoom H4 today. But I have it so far away from my mask, I'm assuming I wouldn't get those. But there you go. We're not doing any edits today. It's just take it or leave it. Live from my car. But this is what I recommend for episode zero. And this way, you can explain. So episode zero, we'll talk about that in a second. It's where you explain what you want to cover in future episodes of your podcast and explain why you've been inspired to start a podcast, much like a VH1 Storytellers, right? So why did I start a podcast? Let me do this. Well, my first podcast was back in 2005. I'd moved from doing a newsletter for musicians to putting the newsletter into an audio format, even though it wasn't technically a podcast yet. It was just audio on the web. But then later, I added an RSS feed to my site, and the Musician's Corner podcast was born. I actually still do that podcast. Now, upon getting a voicemail from someone in Germany, I could really see the power of podcasting, and it really blew me away. Because I just put out a few episodes, and bam, I'm getting voicemails from Germany. I thought it was just, I just was like, wow. So I had decided to go back to school, and I needed a job with a flexible schedule. And I had been a corporate trainer for 15 years and was looking to stay in that field. So with this in mind, I opened the School of Podcasting. It was simple. Basically, every resource that I came across that I thought would be beneficial for somebody else, I put into our resource section. And every time I learned about something new, some sort of new software or something that I found useful, I made a tutorial on how to use it. And as I added more and more great content, I would then raise the price for the monthly fee. If you've ever go back and listen to early podcasts, which you can find out at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com, I eventually raised the price. So along the way, I've been able to scratch my teaching itch, because at my core, I'm a teacher. And I've met some phenomenal people from all over the world, and I've heard stories of new podcasters creating lasting relationships with their audience and entrepreneurs creating sales with their new global reach. Now, I know this may be kind of what I've done. It still doesn't answer the question why. It comes down to really what makes me tick. And I'm not good at tooting my own horn. I'm not good at you know, singing my own praises. But I won an Employee of the Year award twice as a trainer when I worked for a Fortune 100 company. And my passion is helping people understand technical subjects. That's actually, when I went back to school, I got a degree in education. My original degree was in electronic engineering. I actually started out as a copier technician and just kind of fell into training and just loved it. So I was talking about going back to school. I actually now have a degree, a bachelor's degree in education. And I'm back to being a corporate trainer, as well as I still do podcast consulting. I still run the School of Podcasting. I have Podcast Mechanic. If you want podcastmechanic.com, I have that if you want any one-on-one training. I still do that because I still love podcasting. But just to give you an idea, I spoke with a rabbi last week who's going to create a podcast, and it's going to be very unique. Now, Rabbi Steve understands the power of the niche, and he's looking forward to growing his audience. Now, when I was on the phone with him doing some one-on-one consulting, he said, "You just saved me a mammoth amount of time." And I got all warm and fuzzy. That's, you know, when I'm talking about what makes me tick, the fact that I was able to help him, you know, I was like, wow, that's really cool that I was able to make his life easier. So I've said this before on other podcasts, but I try to make people laugh. I try to make them, well, I don't try to make them cry, but in some cases, you know, laugh, cry, think, or groan. I want to move people with content. But my biggest motivation always has been helping people. That's really at the core of why I podcast. I like to help people. It's behind every tutorial. It's behind every resource. It's behind every phone call that exists at the School of Podcasting. And so that's why. That's the behind the scenes of how the School of Podcasting began. That's why it started. And I was able to put myself through school as a consultant, as well as the man behind the School of Podcasting. And luckily, if you've listened to other podcasts, I graduated. I'm actually back as a corporate trainer, but still doing podcasting because it's always been my passion from the very first minute I started. So that is that. And now, see, normally I give you something to think about or things like that. An episode zero. What is episode zero? Episode zero is, look, it's the first episode of your podcast, because when you go to list your podcast in iTunes, so you've set up your WordPress and you've got everything set, and it needs at least one episode when you submit it to iTunes. So a lot of times I tell people, well, record an episode zero, which is basically, you know, hey, here's who I am, here's my background, here's what I want to do with the podcast. Here are some topics that we're going to talk about on the podcast. Here's why I started this podcast. Here's how you can contact me, 888-563-3228, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You know, you do all the vital statistics and things like that. That way, you've got that first episode out. You can throw that up, get your podcast listed in iTunes, get everything else going, and kind of use that as like a test file, and then actually do your first podcast where you get into the content. So that first one is kind of a, hey, here's what's coming. It builds anticipation. It's kind of an announcement about the first podcast coming, and then you can actually do that. So that's what I call episode zero. But I would love to hear, as we go into 2011, why do you podcast? You know, some people just like the sound of their own voice. Some people want to find other like-minded people. Some people are trying to share a message. Some people, you know, if you have a podcast already, why are you doing it? And I'd also like to hear, what have you accomplished with your podcast? You know, what are some of the, I don't want to use the word benefits, but what are some of the things that have happened because of your podcast? I would love to hear that as well. So again, my phone number, 888-563-3228, and you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. My Christmas was phenomenal, and I hope you had the same. Have a safe New Year, and I will, as the old joke goes, I will see you next year with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Everything we talked about today, you can find out in our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And I would love to hear from you again, 888-563-3228 or dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And until next week, where hopefully we'll be back in the normal studio, because I don't know about you, I really hate the sound of Studio Corolla. Until then, class is dismissed.